Who worries? Anybody? Everybody's like going, well, I didn't until you just brought it up. Now I'm worrying. You don't need to. But what we're gonna talk about tonight is it's something that's been on my heart for about a week. And so a lot of times when it's getting ready for fellowship, I don't know about for Aaron, but for myself, I'm like going, all right, Yahweh, is there anything? Is there something that interests me? Is there something you want me to do? And it's been on my heart for about a week. And so I'm like, okay, not a problem. I will do this. Probably because of me. And so a lot of times my teachings, I am teaching to myself, okay, it's coming back into for me. So a lot of times I feel that way. I'm like, going, okay, yeah, I can definitely see that and apply it. But as I do that, there's so many times, and I think in school you learn that the teacher would ask, you'd ask a question, and a lot of other people wanted to ask the same question, but were afraid to. Like, well, I don't want to sound like an idiot. And then you find out that everybody else was, well, we had no idea as well. And so at the same point, for me, I think to myself, a lot of things that I go through, a lot of people are going through. And so I'm like, all right, I will go ahead and do this. So, to start with, when you're young, when you're 14 years old, what do you want to be? What age do you want to be?
16.
18, 20, 21. When you're 18, you want to be 21. What happens when you're 40 years old?
Okay. I want to be 18.
You want to be 18 or 20 years old, okay? And so it's this perpetual motion that we are always somewhere that we're not. In other words, we want to be somewhere that we're not. And so if we're, I had it here as a vacation dream. Would it be odd for you if we were in Cozumel, Mexico, to be, man, I can't wait until we go to Colorado. I can't wait to, yeah. And you're like, but you're on vacation right now. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But we always have a tendency to try to be somewhere that we are not, okay? Mm-hmm. And then when we get to that point, we want to be somewhere different. And so we miss so much in between where we are trying to feed off of a thought or an idea or something's consuming us. I think back to myself through years of marriage with kids. The things that were most remembered to me were very small things. It wasn't vacations. It'd be something with the kids or something that we did, something minimal, but it was very impactful. I think about that with Ryan when we drove with Holly and Ryan and I drove to Hutchinson for him to take a test. Yeah. It was nothing. But yet that sticks in my mind. And all it was enjoying the moment. Let's go enjoy it. Let's go seize this opportunity. And so I did. And so that's what this is about, is to try to remove the worry or the stress and try to seize the time that we're in. Okay? Yeah. So that we're always the 18 or 21 year old. Okay? Yeah. That we're always feeling that. Okay, here's the word right here, and this is what it is. Miriam Nayol. All right? Take thought, care, be careful, have care, to be anxious, to be troubled with cares, to care for, look out for a thing, to seek to promote one interest, caring, or providing for. Okay, that's the word. All right, everybody's like going, you know, normally he puts that after he goes to Scripture. Well, I thought I would change it up this time, keep you all on your toes. Let's start off in Matthew chapter 6. And we will be on page 5. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. My eyes adjusted here. 25 through 34 on chapter page 5, chapter 6, bottom side. And I'll go ahead and start reading this. For this cause I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment? Observe intently the birds of the heavens. And I love this. Observe intently. This is really a good point that the birds are tended to. And so when you see that, observe intently the birds of the heaven, that they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And not ye much better than they? But who from among you, being anxious, can add to his stature one cubit? And about clothing, why are ye anxious? Consider well the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. Now, if the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow into the oven is cast, God, Yahweh thus adorneth Not much rather, ye little of faith. Do not then be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be arrayed? For all these things the nations seek after, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you are needing all of these things. But be seeking first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not then be anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Now, in that we just read, I think there's three or four, do not be anxious, do not be anxious. Okay, and that's what we're looking at. That's the word that we just went over. That's the anxious. And so when we're looking over this, it's easier said than done, but we're going to kind of take a peek at this. And I like this. This is one of the notes under Gill there for John Gill. And he says, the morrow is here introduced by a prosopopoeia. How do you say that, Wendy?
I don't know.
Prosopopoeia.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, which is basically an enigma. It's something that's a fictitious thing or a fictitious person. Okay, introduced by a prosopopoeia as if it were a person sufficiently thoughtful and careful for the necessaries of it. Every day brings along with it fresh care and thought, being attended with fresh wants and troubles, and therefore it is very unadvisable to bring the cares and troubles of 2 days upon one, as he does who is anxiously concerned today for the things of tomorrow. And I'm like going, boy, how perfect is that?
Yeah.
So, again, I did this one time a while back ago when it was, I did a sharing on, it was stress or joy or one of those that I had done. And it was, you know, do people worry about the past? And I'm like going, no, not really. Now, you may worry about something you did in the past being discovered in the future.
Yeah.
Or something that you did in the past that becomes apparent or somehow. Okay, but something that's in the past, if you worry about it, there's something wrong. I mean, that's just, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you worry about that? What we worry about is future events. Okay, and so two things here I want to make clear on this. There are times in the Word where Yahweh told the people to prepare. Okay, 7 years of feast, 7 years of famine. Okay, you can live it up during those 7 years of feast. You can pay for it if you don't do it. And so people were warned. And if you were told to do these things, to be prepared. It also means that if you're coming up on a test, that we just don't, well, we'll just live for today, for tomorrow we die. That's not what we're talking about here, to be prepared for it. But to be worrying about something that we have zero control for the future is just consuming us. It absolutely takes away our time from the things that Yahweh has for us. Let's go to Proverbs 12. All right, 12:25. 6:18. When anxiety is in the heart of a man, one may bow him down or bring him down, basically is what we're saying. But a good word maketh him glad. Okay. And so we're gonna go through and see some of the scriptures on this about the anxiety and how it works within us. And I don't think anybody would look out and say that, yeah, being worried has really benefited me. Okay, it doesn't. There's really no benefit from being worried or being anxious on something. If we consider our anxieties, we shall find that most of our fears are about tomorrow. Okay, obviously, that's what I was talking about. Most of the things that are weighing upon us are filling us with perplexity as to what might come have to do with tomorrow. It's what is in the future, what's going to happen. And so I think about that all the time. I was looking over Christ's last day. And I'm thinking to myself, all the things he did, knowing what he was about to go do. Like, can you imagine how consuming that would be if you knew that you were going to go take on the sins, you were going to be beaten beyond any man? You read about it. You read all about it. And now you're going to go do this. And yet here you are washing their feet and serving them. I mean, it's incredible. For crying out loud. Is there anxiety? I'm sure you think about that. Yeah, it's in the back of his mind. But here's Christ doing this, and he's going, no, this is my Father's will. This is my Father's will, so this is what I'm doing. And so when we look at it for ourselves, I'm like, well, I'm never going to do that. Like when I thought about that today, so I was preparing for this, I'm like going, if I could take all the junk that would happen in 1 year and just do it all in like January, everything, all the arguments I had with my kids, with my wife, with family members, with coworkers, firings that I get throughout the year, everything, you just load it all up into 1 month. Would I want that? I'm like going, pardon me, be like going, it'd be kind of nice to get February through December, rock on, baby. But there's going to be other problems that still would come up. And so the thing is quit trying to meet those. For one, can I do anything about those in the meantime? I can't. And so we're today by day by day when it comes to that, to enjoy it. And the big problem is this. Again, think of that as the vacation dreaming. You're on vacation and you're putting yourself somewhere else. Can you imagine when this is, you know, no, today, right now, I'm 18, I'm 21, and this is it, this is the moment. Let's enjoy this. Okay, Ephesians 5. All righty. Ephesians 5, we're going to be on about page 169-ish. And that's it, 169. And once everybody gets there, somebody would read that for me, 15 and 16 of verse 5, please.
Why do we? Where are we on?
5.
15. 15 and 16.
Watch, read up there.
Okay, just read up there.
Be taking heed, therefore, exactly how ye are walking, not as unwise, but as wise, buying out for yourselves the opportunity, because the days are evil.
That's it. Now, the days are evil, okay? When we look at this, what we're doing is we're saying that things are going to come upon you all the time. Okay, and so when we try to look ahead, there is going to be things that we come up against. There's going to be adversarial things, there's going to be roadblocks, there's going to be all kinds of things we come into. The evil of the day ahead, okay, it's kind of unavoidable. We're going to run into it. And so to try to jump past that, you can't do. We have to meet it head on. And so that's why we don't fixate on the future, we fixate on right now. What's the moment right now? And that's why I love it with some of the books that I've read about the people who would go, and they're like going, here I am sitting in a place, and hey, tell me, what can I do for you right here with the people that are right in this immediate group? Now, that's somebody who's not sitting there thinking, okay, let's see, I got to go home, I got to do this, tomorrow I got to do this week is really booked up. And it's taking the moment now. Somebody there may be in need, and hey, who wants to do this? Who wants to help out? Here I am. And I'm very guilty of that, where I'm just get consumed. I'll sit down, I'll pull my phone out, and I'll start reading, start playing something, and I'm like, oh, boy, check in. Here's something, here's an opportunity to seize the moment. And when you do that, how much of a benefit that is for Yahweh and Christ to be able to do that. I like this here from Groucho Marx. I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it. That's it. That's exactly right. Psalms 118. So I think about that with people. It's funny because when I was in basic training, you know, I show up and I kind of expected it to be worse than it was, and it was an inconvenience, I guess would be the best way of saying it. It was inconvenience and very time-consuming. However, when I get in there, I'm looking around, I'm 6 foot soaking wet, maybe, okay? And I'm in basic training, and all these people are coming around, and when we first unloaded off the bus, we get off the bus, and it's late at night. And, of course, our recruiters told us everything but the truth. And so we get off the bus, and we're in our civilian clothes, and we're literally just pushed in there, and they're yelling at you. I'm like, going, for crying out loud, get off the bus. That's all you have to say. You don't have to scream it 40 times. Really? What was that last one? Oh, we're supposed to get off the bus. Okay? So I didn't do that. I was smart enough to keep it quiet, even though in my mind that's what I was thinking. But we get off the bus, and here we are. We line up in formation, in this sloppy formation in our civilian clothes. It's night. We're out there in this pad, all these bright lights shining down on us, and all of a sudden you hear this click, 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 and it's all these guys with the little clippers on the metal things on their heels as they're walking across the tar. So you know that they're there, which is good. First I laughed, I'm like going, really? Really? But then I'm like going, this is good because, hey, someone's coming, you know, be careful, straighten up. Anyway, so we're standing out there on the tar, and the guys start coming out, and as I'm watching them come down the stairs and come down there, I'm like going, 5 foot? 5 foot 1, 5 foot 2, and I'm like going, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And so they're all coming around there, and if any of y'all ever watching this and you're one of those guys, I apologize up front. Anyways, one of the girls, she was so happy to be there. She was excited, it was a new change of life, and she was smiling ear to ear. And they had three of these guys on her, and she is ripping her up one side and down the other. And she started crying. And boy, as soon as she started crying, that was it. Game was on. Now there's like six of them on her. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. This is just ridiculous. And so I'm standing there going, the whole time I'd be like, they'd start yelling at me and they'd have that smoky hat and I'd just kind of look down at them like this while they're looking down at me or looking up at me and I'm just like going, oh, come on. And it wasn't a stress. It was not a stress at all. It was an inconvenience. And one of the guys in our dorm that was in there, he showed up and he had black hair. And over the course of 6 weeks, he was 100% gray. And we asked him, because about 3 weeks into it, we started noticing, you know, like going, dude, are you seeing ghosts or something? What's going on with you? And he's like going, I'm so stressed. I'm just so stressed. I'm like, over what? Seriously, over what? I mean, come on. And I couldn't understand it. But I'm like going, people deal with stress differently. And so for me, I kind of looked at that like, well, this is a joke. For him, this was life-changing. And so for us, we have to be able to do the same thing. I'm like going, okay, where is it though in my life where I'm like going, I'm really stressed over this. And somebody else is like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And so I think of that with Christ. Christ gave us all these things, gave us all this authority and power that we're his body, for crying out loud. Do you think Yahweh cares about his son and his body, for go do this. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. That really stresses me out. And he's like, going, are you serious? Really? Come on, man. Get up with it. So anyways, it's the same thing where we have to put it in relativity. What are we missing? What are we missing that we're letting that stress and anxiety take over into our lives? Did I read that? Or did we just bypass that? I don't think I read that.
Yeah, that's okay. No.
Sorry. There we go. All right. How about if somebody reads that for me? 18, 21 through 24, please.
I will thank thee, because thou hast answered me and hast become mine by salvation. A stone the builders refuse hath become the head of the corner.
And that's neat here. I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop you for a second. We're talking about this in Psalms, and everybody knows what we're referring to. Mm-hmm. And we know what we're referring to, and yet here we are. I'm like, the word is just written over and over and over again with prophetic words that come true, one after another, after another, after another, after another. And then Yahweh tells us something. We're like, was that really going to, is that right? Are we going to, what's going to happen? I really don't know. And so I think about that with our stress and our worry. That at the same point that we've got so much verification and yet it still happens where it overcomes us and we have to continually fight. Go ahead, Izzy, I'm sorry.
From Yahweh hath this come to pass, the same is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh hath made. We will exult and be glad therein.
That's it. This is the day. This is the day which Yahweh hath made. We will exult and be glad therein. Okay. Now, all the people who I look at throughout the Old Testament, David had a reason to be stressed and to have worry upon him. And yet, you look at what he did and how he did it, and you're like going, is my life anything like that? No, not at all. And so I'm thinking to myself, here's the day. Yahweh made this day. This day. And so I'm like, even if it's at the end of the day, hey, I'm still in it. It's still today. I'm gonna seize it. Okay, consider this. Here's some scriptures that I didn't put in here for sake of time. Okay, Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast thyself of tomorrow. Okay, don't be pushing yourself or propping yourself up for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Cast upon Yahweh thy lot, okay, or burden, and he will sustain thee. He will not suffer to times age abiding the righteous one to be shaken. All your anxiety casting upon him, because he careth for you. I'm like going, absolutely. And when they deliver you up, be not anxious how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that hour what ye shall speak. And I love that. That's an awesome one. I'm like going, that's so many times. And see, that's one of my weaknesses. I do feel a calling that I guess was maybe from all my years of Boy Scouts. A Boy Scout is prepared. Of course, when we were Boy Scouts, they'd always say, what's the Boy Scout motto? A Boy Scout is hungry. No! prepared to be hungry. Anyways, to be prepared. And so it's always been in my nature to be prepared, to be ready, to have all the stuff doing it. And at the same time, I think about that. For me, if I was going before a court or going before something, I want everything laid out. Like, it's just, like I'm reading it right off the back of my hand. And at the same time, I think to myself, there's not really a whole lot of faith in that. And so to go in there and have Yahweh speak through me, that's what he's saying here. Not be anxious of what you shall speak, for it will be given to you in that hour. For nothing be anxious, but in everything by your prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known unto Yahweh. And so again, for nothing. And so we think of that, well, I've got an exceptional case. I've got somebody sick. I've got, you know, this. And all those things we do feel. And we know, no, golly, this is horrible. I don't want to think about this. When I think about this, it consumes me. Men are obviously able, I think, in most cases, to compartmentalize something. I can take something that's very, very troubling to me and shelf it. And I always took that as for granted, thinking, well, why don't you do the same thing? And not everybody can do that. And Donna's told me that she has a hard time doing that, that it consumes. And so I have to look at that and try to be sympathetic. Well, how do you work around that? Because obviously, anything that is worrying you, and I've been there before too, where I'm so consumed by something that I can't sleep. No, it wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now I can't go back to sleep. I'm wide awake, and I cannot kick the thoughts. I can't get rid of them. Like, ugh, for crying out loud. And then I think to myself, I'm going to get sick from this. I'm not getting sleep. And it just perpetuates in this whole ball where you're like going, ah, stop it. Stop it. You know, I just want to disconnect and disconnect and disconnect. And that's where I'm like going, okay. One of the big things there from previous lessons is to get down on your knees and start listing off everything I have to be thankful for.
Amen.
I've got this, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. And pretty soon as you do this, as these things are coming out of your mouth, you are now starting to change this idea, this motion. You have not changed the circumstances, but you have changed your mental idea. And we have to realize that, yes, there's going to be some junk we're going to have to walk through and wade through. But at the same point, not to be overwhelmed. So here's a couple things here that were pretty good. It is very wrong to anticipate trouble or meet it beforehand. Huh. And it was for no other reason but this, that every day's trouble is enough. Unless anybody wants some, I'll call you and help you out. Okay, I'll throw some trouble your way if you need more. Should not be needlessly added to by an over-concern what shall be done for tomorrow, or how shall the necessities of it be answered, or the trials of it be endured. Okay, to put it, wait, we can deal with this tomorrow. We can deal with this tomorrow. You may be thinking to yourself, maybe interceding. Yes, this is bothering me. I'm praying about this for wisdom for tomorrow. So when I wake up in the morning, Yahweh, I'm going to check in with you again, and I'm going to be having wisdom that you're going to give me on what I need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, on how to deal with these things. Okay, I like this from Ralph Waldo. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, John 14. John 14, verse 27. Okay, it's on the top there, page 111. Peace I leave with you, my own peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
Okay, and so that's it. Not to be troubled. Don't be consumed by it. When we do become consumed by it, what it does is you think of it as a beam. That as that weighs down on you, it is taking away from the faith on the other side of that beam, because these oppose each other, the faith versus the worry. So when the worry's there, it overcomes that. And so Donna had to do that with my own mother when I was in the hospital. That's tough to do, but for crying out loud, your worrying is stealing from the faith side of this. And we're going to top heavy this on the faith side to get some things done and get things taken care of. This is what we're talking about. And so not to be, for my own peace give you, that I give you. Christ is giving it to you. He's giving you the peace. And so like, well, it's not enough. I need more. Okay? You will get it. But you have to isolate and separate yourself and do it the same way David would go out and be, you know, maybe on a hill and interceding before Yahweh while armies are wanting to kill him and hang him up and put his head on a post. Okay? And he's separating himself to be able to come before Yahweh, to be able to get direction, get inspiration, and to, what do I need to do, and just sing out praise to him. And this is awesome. And so I think about that as well, that yes, tough to do in a time like that. Look, we've got some great examples on how to do that. Every day brings new cares, and to anticipate them is only going to double them.
Yeah.
And I like this one here by Corrie Ten Boom. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength.
That's
perfect. Yeah. And that's it. And you think about that, it also empties it for the faith action that you could be working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we're consumed. Alright, we got the first word, which was to be worried, or the anxiety, okay? This is the opposite. Okay, what's the word for the opposite?
Incident.
There we go. Somebody did good in school. I had an antonym, but no uncle. Am-er-im-nus. Okay, something along those lines. Here it is, okay? And this is it, and I think this is neat. We're going to look at this here, but this is free from anxiety, free from care. So to be careless, okay? In our world, to say something, hey, man, you're being careless, that's not a compliment, okay? You're like going, hey, quit being careless. So, smack the kid. But anyhow, this is what we're talking about. And look at how it's broken down here, okay? Number one. Alpha, okay, first letter of the Greek, as a negative particle, and 3308, okay, which is care and anxiety, okay. And you saw the other word that we looked at was 3309. 3307, 3308, 3309 are all dealing with the same types of things. It's a word that's almost the same. They come from basically the same breakup, but this is it. And so this is a couple scriptures that... up here. Here we go, right here. Here we go. Matthew 28:14. And if there is, be reported unto you the governor, we will persuade him and will make you free. Now, free from care. What are they referring to here? They're talking about they lost the body of Christ. Okay? Wow. And so what we're looking at is that, hey, it's off of you, buddy. We'll take care of it. You're free. You're free. Okay, so they're worried about it, but this is the use of that to be the carefree, okay, to be the worry-free, anxiety-free. The other one is in 1 Corinthians 7:32, and I desire you to be without anxiety, that the unmarried man is anxious for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. And this is the other usage of it. And so this is, I wanted to kind of show both of them as a word study. But this is it. And so as for us to be where we are, we are anxious for nothing, absolutely anxious for nothing. That as we look at ourselves in the United States, to be anxious for something compared to other countries, they'd be like going, what the heck is your problem? Are you kidding me? Okay. And so at the same time, somebody who's rich, I mean, I think about that. For somebody who wasn't, you know, if I won the lottery, my anxieties would be gone. Okay. And then you talk to those people who've done that, who all of a sudden came into a huge amount of wealth, and their anxieties normally go up. They go up. They don't go down. But in their mind, they're somewhere else than where they are now. And then they get there, and they're somewhere else from where they are right now. And so we're constantly chasing something and missing everything along the way. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing, not to be anxious for anything. So for us to be able to separate those things out. Anxiety, worry, this one's great. A disrupting, tormenting thought which hurries the mind hither and thither. That was me at 3 o'clock in the morning when my mind is racing and I can't kick things out. Yeah. And hangs it in suspense, which disturbs our joy in Yahweh and is a damp upon our hope in Him, which breaks the sleep and hinders our enjoyment of ourselves, of our friends, and of what Yahweh has given to us. Like, well, that's it. Well, I'll tell you what, if we are sitting there in constant worry and anxiety, what does that say to somebody? What does that say to somebody who has created us and a son that has died for us to enable us for everything that we've had? What does that say? You're like going, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Let me get back to the things I need to do and get working on this to get rid of those things. Because when I'm feeling the anxiety for those things, I'm stealing away from everything that's been given. All these things, all these blessings that are waiting for me are out. They're out while I am dealing with this. Isaiah 43:1-7. This will be our closing. And if you guys haven't taken notes, we did this scripture once before, but I'd encourage you to do some notes, because this is a great one, because a lot of times people will think to themselves, well, I'm going through this, something must be going wrong, or I'm dealing with something, and what's happening? Am I missing something? Okay, and it's not. We're supposed to have anxiety for nothing. However, that does not mean that we're going to be walking on a downhill slope the entire way. And so 1-7, I'll go ahead and read it. Now therefore, thus saith Yahweh, creating thee, O Jacob, and fashioning thee, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Mine art thou. Mm. Mine thou art. Here we go. When. Okay. Here's the notes. When. When. When means it's going to happen. When. It doesn't mean if. There's a difference in the words. When thou passest through. In other words, you are going to pass through. When. In the future. If you're not doing it right now, that's tomorrow, okay? When thou passest through the waters, with thee I am. Or through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through fire, okay? It's not if thou walkest through fire. When thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be scorched, and a flame shall not kindle upon thee. For I, Yahweh, am thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, ready to save thee. I have given as thy ransom or atoning price Egypt, Ethiopia, Sebia, in thy stead, because thou art precious in mine eyes, art honored, and I love thee, and will give mankind in thy stead, yea, peoples for thy life. Do not fear, for with thee am I. I am. Okay? So again, when these happen, these are going to happen. He's saying, I am with you. I am with you. From the east I will bring in thy seed, and from the west will I gather thee. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring in my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom for mine own glory I have created, formed, ye made. Okay? And that's it. And so it's important to know that as you have other people that do that, other people who are going through some kind of tribulation or going through some kind of crisis that would cause anxiety or cause strife, and they're questioning it. There's a great scripture. Hey, well, it says when? When are you going to happen? Yeah, you're going to go through it. Yahweh's with you. Yahweh's with you. Yahweh was with David. David went through these things, for crying out loud. This was a man of Yahweh, and he went through these and more than I'll ever go through, most likely. Yeah. And so I look at that and I think to myself, for crying out loud, this is it. This is it. He was with him, and was he with David? Yes. Are we Christ's body? Do you think that Yahweh is with us if we're Christ's body? He's sitting on the right hand. Are we seated with him? Amen. Yeah, absolutely. So when this happens, is he with you? Yes. He knows what's going on. Come before him, lay it down, and kick the anxieties out. Be gone.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Aww.
You have a birthday this week.
Somebody stole your daddy.
Birthday week here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be celebrating that afterwards. But I'm going to go ahead and close here for tonight. We will be at Aaron's house next Wednesday. And you guys have a wonderful week. And I'll go ahead and have a word here in closing. So in closing, Yahweh, we thank you for the words that you give, that you just shine down upon us, that we are able to do your work and do the work of your Son. And Christ, we just call out to you that we come before you and repent of the things that we have done and the things that we've missed, and that tomorrow is a new day, and every day is a new day, and that we live these days, that we live in that moment, the things that you've given us, and we're not somewhere else, but we are here, and we are here now, ready to put on the armor or the whatever it is that you're needing for us to do, that we stand ready as a soldier, as a football player on the sideline, ready with the gear on, ready to go, win and call. So we just thank you for this. We thank you for your word, that we're able to read these, be able to learn from these things from the other people, and be able to just strengthen our lives. And so we thank you for this, and for those watching either now live or those watching at another time, we just thank you for their lives and for blessing them, just for meeting their needs, and for them to just come before you and just lay down their supplications and cast down their burdens, that they may be able to find the peace within you and the peace within your Son, and be able to just feel the blessings, and be able to manifest the Spirit that you have waiting for them, the power that is ready to just be given to them. So we thank you for that and the words that you have for us, and we just speak this all in your Son's name, Christ Jesus. And my son, I am seeing you as troubled, as wanting to submit yourself, but at the same time you're fearful of doing these things, and fearful for the retribution or what you may feel comes against you from family or friends or from coworkers, and that you feel that you are unworthy, that something is binding you or hindering you from doing this, and that you are dragging your feet into what you know that you are supposed to be doing. And I'm calling you today, telling you that you are to cast these things aside and come before me, that I have put upon your lips I put upon your lips an ember That you are healed from the things that you have thought or the things that you've said. Do not think of these things as worthy or that you have missed the point. You start now. You start now from today on and take these things that you are quenched, that you are not only quenched, but you have been healed and you have been made whole as you are looking for answers and looking for direction. And know that as this amber was placed upon your lips, that you are able to speak the words to be able to be holy, that you are able to stand in the gap and be able to manifest the words that I will put upon you, that I will deliver upon you for those around you. And do not fear for those things that I say to you, because those things are the building blocks that they will gap divides, and they will bring about my plans and my work that I have within your life, that you will be a very impressive member within my fleet, that I will dispatch you as you are standing willing and standing ready. So come before me, know that I will heal you and that I will remove your sins as far as the east from the west. As you confess them before me and you start new and bring into you, usher in the spirit of that I am pushing to you, that I am telling you is available. If you come before me, that it will flow through you as a wind just broadcast out.